Now, you're what? You're about 5'10"?
Yes, sir.
5'10", maybe what, 160 pounds?
Right.
Blonde hair, brown eyes, and two earrings. So, when a donor, when a recipient gets Nathan's sperm,
right,
what are they getting? What kind of person are they getting?
Well, they don't get the earrings. They don't come with the birth, but it's just, I'm an artist, I guess. I'm an art major. I'm a lot of philosophy, so I think I'm very creative. My mom's a professional artist. My dad's a bookstore owner, and so I got like the best of both worlds in a way. I'm very philosophical, very poetic. So I guess they get a very creative personality, very interesting personality, which is not extreme, which is not a punkish, but more just I'm very alive, I guess. I enjoy everything around me.
So maybe you were counterculture for a while, but as you age, you're becoming like the rest of us.
Like wine.
Why did you choose originally to be a donor?
I saw an ad in the paper, and I was hurting. My credit card was hurting me, and it was meant to be temporary. But as the money came in, I decided to stay. And
so for you, it was really a monetary thing and not an altruistic thing.
It was definitely temporary at first.
What kinds of questions are you getting from the practitioners here? What's the sort of standard grilling?
The main one is like, do you want to meet your kids? Do you want to meet your offspring? And the answer to that is like, if they seek me out, yes. My life is very open. That'd be, to me, incredible because I could learn more about myself through what I've given to someone else.
What if they come to you in 18 years and say, I'm destitute? Please support me.
Destitute meaning I need your help?
No money, yeah. Maybe I'm broke.
I would definitely put him up on get him a job or something, but I'm not going to support him. I'm not, if I have a lot of money, maybe I'll take him in and help him out, but I'm not going to say, hey, I'm going to take care of you the rest of your life. It's not going to happen that way.
When you have thought in the past about the children who are produced with your samples, do you think of them as your children, or do you think of them as something else?
That's a hard one. That's because reality is not quite set in totally. That this is an end result of what I've done. I guess I do think of them as someone else's children that I helped out as a service, I guess. Because I didn't raise them, and I didn't, so they're not really my children.
Had you thought about some of these kinds of questions before you got into it?
No. I mean, the idea of actually having a child was so far-fetched. It was just like, okay, this is the way to make money. Recently, David showed me a parent of one of my offsprings in the photo to me of her child. That was a shock, I was like, wow. This is really happening, and I'm part of it.
She sent the picture to you through the program.
Through David.
What did the child look like?
It was part Hispanic and then part me, so it was a beautiful child, olive skin, blacker hair, and she had earrings. Which was kind of funny.